This feature, The Sheik's Night Before Christmas, is directed and produced by the author, Andy Bozeman. Copyright 1987 and 2015 by the author for the text and voice publication. Also, copyright 2015 by the author for the audiobook recording. All music in this recording was composed and produced, and the copyrights are owned by Jack Waldenmeyer and is available exclusively from musicbakery.com. Hi, this is Andy Bozeman. A Visit from St. Nicholas, more commonly known as The Night Before Christmas, by Clement Clark Moore, is a favorite of young and old alike. Many years ago, I discovered a delightful twist on this traditional poem, Cajun Night Before Christmas, by Troclair, the author, Howard Jacobs, the editor, and James Rice, the illustrator. It was so much fun, it made me want to write one of my own. It took about 15 minutes on a Sunday afternoon to write and was presented the same night as part of a Christmas play at church. The audience laughed so hard, some until they cried. That was over 25 years ago, and this week someone just reminded me that he, his wife, and their now grown children still laugh about it. He asked me if he could get a copy to read his grandchildren. So, for everyone's enjoyment, I present The Sheik's Night Before Christmas. I am the elder of my tribe, the Sheik. I lead my family and followers as my father before me, and his father before him, and many, many fathers before them. Wandering the sands of the desert, I have seen many strange things. I've seen a jackal chased by a lamb. I've seen a winter mirage when the cold midnight air turned the sky on its head with the mountains up high and the stars down low. But one December night not long ago, I saw something I cannot explain, but hope never to forget. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the land, an evening breeze blew o'er dry desert sand. Not a creature was stirring, I am speaking of mammals, except for my twin disobedient camels. From the day they were born, they were nothing but trouble. They were angry for having just one hump, not double. Outside of my tent, there arose such confusion that up I rose quickly, all filled with bemusion. I grabbed a big club and I held it out steady. If it was robbers, at least I'd be ready. I rose from my pallet, not making a sound. I got down on one knee, real close to the ground. I slowly peeked through the tent flap like this. And that's when I got a big wet camel kiss. Pooey, pooey, pooey. At first I thought, this must be one of the twins, for this is the way that each morning begins. I wiped my face off on my sleeve, just like you. And that's when I saw them, not one hump, but two. Though shocked, I did stand up to reach my full height, and then I beheld a remarkable sight. A caravan driver, so tall and so neat, wrapped shoulder to heel in a bright crimson sheet. There were 16 big humps, but of camels, just 8. And I thought, could this be Alexander the Great? As he stood there so tall on the top of the dune, I could see a white beard in the light of the moon. His skin was all rosy from fast-blowing sands. This is something that happens in dry desert lands. The stem of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke did encircle his head like a wreath. His eyes were as blue as the night salamander, and I realized this was not Alexander. My fears were subsiding. This man was no meanie. I believe to this day that he was a genie. He moved very quickly, not a sound could I hear as he floated by ghost-like, but causing no fear. And then, with a magical wave of his hand, every pack on the camels fell into the sand. The toys in the bundles rose up in the air and flew to my children, some here and some there. There were playthings and clothing and sandals for feet and large wooden bowls filled with many sweet treats. My twin camels were standing as still as could be, but they looked so happy, near bursting with glee. And as I saw why, to my throat came a lump. Each was standing there sporting not one, but two humps.
I turned to say thanks. He was not to be seen. The desert was once again empty, serene. Then from high in the sky, in a voice not so meek, he hailed, "Merry Christmas! You be a good sheik."
No camels were harmed in the making of this presentation. The sheik portrayed himself. From Andy, the sheik, and all the camels, including the twins, Merry Christmas. This feature, The Sheik's Night Before Christmas, is directed and produced by the author, Andy Bozeman. Copyright 1987 and 2015 by the author for the text and voice publication. Also, copyright 2015 by the author for the audiobook recording. All music in this recording was composed and produced, and the copyrights are owned by Jack Waldenmeyer and is available exclusively from musicbakery.com.